Hey guys, welcome back to my Get Fit Lakeville podcast. This is Eric Peacock coming at you and here to talk about a mindset tip, a nutrition tip, and an exercise tip each and every week to help you be your best you, be healthy. And our mindset tip of the week is I'm going to talk about the I don't feel like it syndrome that I see plaguing our nation. So often I hear people talk about, complain about this or that, about how they feel, how they look, about not having any money, about not liking their job, but they're unwilling to change it. And that is just really a pet peeve of mine. You know, if something's not right in your life, you have the power to change it. We live in a country that is full of opportunity, full of prosperity, and a lot of people like to play the victim card when it comes to making changes. You know, their life is so tough. They're so busy. You don't know how much stress they have. You know what, guys? We're all busy. We're all stressed out. It's how we deal with that and how we allocate our time that really makes the difference. And it's really about our mindset. You know, if you really took an audit of how people spend their time, how much time is spent on Facebook? How much time is spent binge watching Netflix or TV shows? How much time are you doing those things? And people are like, but I like those things. Those things are really, they're not bad. But if you want to make changes, you're going to have to give some of those things up. You know, and the I don't feel like a thing isn't going to cut it anymore if you want to live an extraordinary life. You know, I hear this a lot of times. Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym. I'm just so tired. I'm just so busy. I can't find time. I don't feel like getting out of bed early in the morning to go work out, even though that's the only time you could work out. It's your discipline and your purpose in your life has to override your feelings. Because if you live a life based on feelings, you will never get anywhere. So it's tough to go to the gym. I'm so unmotivated. I'm so tired. You know, make yourself go. All right. Because once you go, you'll be glad you did. I don't want to give up my fill in the blank here. Frappuccino, my two glasses of wine, my dessert, my chocolate, whatever it is, the thing that might be keeping you from ever losing weight, because it's more important to you than your goal. Admit it or do something about it. Our society continues to get more and more overweight, more and more obese, more and more in debt, and it just keeps going and going and going. I mean, and a lot of this just comes down to we want comfort and convenience. And when we talk about comfort and convenience, we're really talking about just being self-serving. And honestly, guys, I'm a Christ follower, and that's not what we're supposed to be here for. We're supposed to be here to be our best, not just for us and serving our needs, but people around us. And don't tell me that when you let your health go because you're being lazy and you're making excuses and you have no energy to get off the couch and play with your kids or do anything around the house because you're too tired and you're too physically deconditioned, don't tell me that doesn't put a strain on your family. When you can't spend time, quality time with your kids except sitting in front of the boob tube, that is not a good way to raise kids. And you know, if you don't have energy to help your spouse out or help out around the house or do much, that puts an extra strain on that person that, you know, that's supposed to be your life partner. So we have to be, you know, we have to be thinking bigger than ourselves. Also, you know, what about spending money? A lot of times people complain about not having money, living paycheck to paycheck, or they can't afford this, they can't afford that. But then you don't want to do a budget. I don't want to do a budget. That's too hard. Or I want to use my credit card. You have to get some discipline in this area of your life if you want to have a better financial, just like fitness. So I hear this a lot, and it just seems to permeate through different areas of life, and you see a pattern here. And bottom line is it takes work. There's no magic bullet to any goal in life. If you want to have financial freedom, be debt-free, and have money in the bank, it takes discipline. If you want to have a good, in-shape, toned body, it takes discipline. It takes commitment. It doesn't take flakiness. Flakiness is another thing I see a lot of in this country, is that people try to commit to something initially, then they bail. First time it gets tough or first time they're called to the carpet, they bail. When you say you're going to do something, follow through on your word. That's not a common thing these days. I see a lot of people bail out on different things. You know, we've had people sign a 3-month personal training agreement and a month in, because it's hard work, and they didn't realize the trainer is not going to do it all for them. We try to explain that up front, but they don't always hear that. They want out in a month. That's, to me, like not honoring a commitment. Is you got to get see things through. If you don't see things through, that's going to permeate, like I said, into other areas of your life. We have to quit having the victim mentality and think that we're all victims and that we're helpless to change ourselves. It starts with us. And my dad said something once when I was younger, and I didn't want to do the chores around the house, but he said, you do things the hard way, you get them done right. And at the time, I'll admit, I didn't like that. But now that I'm older and hopefully wiser, I realize that that is true, because when you do things the hard way, you're doing them the right way, they stick and stay instead of trying to end around them or do the quick fix, which a lot of people in the society do. You know, life is not about serving self. I really believe it's about living a legacy, living an extraordinary life, not just to lift yourself up, but to help others. And you can't do that if your health is in the crapper, you know. And so really, if you start thinking about how do your actions affect everybody around you, you know, by you not exercising and taking care of yourself and, you know, just being tired all the time and being lethargic, you know, are you able to do as much around the house? Are you able to spend quality time with your spouse and your kids? You know, by excessive spending habits or poor budgeting, you know, not managing your finances well, are you putting your family in risk? You know, are you not able to pay for your kids' activities because you don't have money left over because you've maxed out the credit cards? Are you risking foreclosure, you know, and your house because you haven't managed your money well, you know, and nobody to blame but yourself? So you need to you need to get yourself out of this mess. Do you not have good relationships with your family, your friends, because your communication sucks or you hold grudges? You know what? We got to be the bigger people here. We have to be the ones that initiate communication. We have the ones that apologize first, throw out the olive branch. Life is too short, people. So do the work you need to do to get better in all areas of your life. You know, life will go by quick. And at the end of your life, you're not going to wish you watched another Netflix series or, you know, spent more time on Facebook, you know, liking things. You're going to wish you'd spent more time working on those relationships and creating those experiences that make your life very fulfilling. So that's my rant. Quit feeling like I don't feel like it. Do the hard work. Do the things that are necessary. Even though they're not easy, they're so well worth it. I'm moving on to the next part of the segment, which is my flexibility segment. We're wrapping up Flexibility Mobility Month. And this month, I want to talk more about flexibility. And if you don't have time to stretch, here are four muscles that I would stretch that really seem to have an issue with getting tight and causing problems in the body. So I'm going to go over those four muscles. If you didn't have time, if you just want a really basic stretching program. So number one is your calves. When you stretch your calves, that takes stress off your knees. You'll squat better, you'll lunge better, your gait will be better. And you're not just stretching your calves, you're also stretching out your Achilles tendon and your plantar fascia if you do a proper calf stretch. So calves is a big one. We see a lot of times with people with tight calves, it really affects the way they move throughout their entire body. So calves is number one. Number two is hip flexors. We sit a lot as a society. So when we sit all day and our hip flexors get tight, it inhibits our glutes, our gluteus medius, our butt, to contract maximally. And our butt, even though everyone wants to have a nice butt, a J-Lo butt, our butt is really an important muscle because it actually supports, it's like a shock absorber for our low back and our knees, and it also is where a lot of your strength lies. So if you've got tight hip flexors, your butt cannot contract. Plus, hip flexors attach to your lumbar spine, your lower back. A lot of people have problems in their L4, L5 region, and a lot of that can be tied back to tight hip flexors. So stretching your hip flexors, especially if you sit like most people during the day, is very, very important. The next one is your upper back, your lats. When my upper back gets tight, it rounds my shoulders forward. When my shoulders get rounded forward, it puts me in kind of that, we call it that upper cross syndrome, that hunched forward posture. And when we do that, it creates stress on your neck, poor shoulder mobility and poor shoulder mechanics, which can lead to bad shoulders. And also when you're pulled forward like that, that will create stress on your lower back. So stretching your upper back, your lats helps you improve your posture and helps keep your shoulders and your lower back and your neck all healthy. And that also feeds into my fourth muscle group, which is pecs in front and your anterior or your front shoulders. Those typically get shortened from sitting as well and hunched over at a desk or driving in a car. And once again, when they get tight, they will round your shoulders forward, pull your neck forward. And your neck, you got to remember, your head's about the weight of a bowling ball. So if your head gets pulled forward, your neck, little neck muscles are trying to support that bowling ball, which can lead to a lot of neck pain, headaches, shoulder problems. So keeping those four muscle groups stretched out will do a lot. So once again, calves, hip flexors, lats, your upper back, and your chest and your front shoulders, got kind of group those together, are four areas you want to keep nice and flexible in your body. If you don't have time to stretch, those are the main four I would target to really work on keeping your body moving good and keeping your posture healthy. So that's my flexibility tip for the day. And then we're going to finish off with a couple nutrition things here. Two things as I pour through MyFitnessPal and fitness logs on a weekly basis. Two things that come up over and over and over again. They're kind of like broken records. Some people on here might not know what a record is, but it's kind of like when something, you just hear something over and over again. And I feel like I'm saying this over and over again to people. But two things I see that keep people stuck from losing weight is their nutritional timing. And the number one thing I see with nutritional timing is people aren't hungry in the morning. They rush out the door and they do not eat breakfast, which their blood sugar is already going to be low in the morning. But when you don't eat in the morning, your blood sugar is going to go even lower. And by the time you eat to lunch, your blood sugar is really in the tank and your body's sounding the alarm. And typically, you're going to be a lot hungrier and more prone to overeating or making not the best choice. And then typically, that'll feed into the nighttime where we typically have most Americans I see have their biggest meal a few hours before they go to bed when they're the least active. The best thing you can do to get your metabolism going is to eat bigger meals earlier in the day and then to pare it down. That is totally opposite of what most people do, but you think about it. If you take in more of your calories earlier in the day and you work on living an active lifestyle, you're going to burn those calories off. If you eat most of your calories 2 to 3 hours before bed, and when you're sleeping, you're not really burning a lot of calories, so you're going to be more likely to store those calories, i.e. put on fat. And I see this as a real prevalent pattern in our society, is that people don't want to eat in the morning, or they even skimp on lunch, but somewhere down the line, your body is going to try to make up those calories, and a lot of times it's in the evening, which is the worst possible time to eat, because you're typically the least active. So that's number one. And then there's consistency. Your body likes to be in a rhythm. And when you're skipping meals some days and you're eating meals other days, and your body, it's erratic, your eating patterns are erratic, your body does not like that, can never get into a rhythm. And one thing I learned from my bodybuilding days, and as I prepare for a physique show right now, is when you eat similar things at the similar times a day, your body gets into a rhythm, your metabolism likes it, and it's much easier to manage your macronutrients, your carbs, proteins, and fats. Because if you eat similar foods and you have a tight window of rotation, you know, you might have 3 or 4 choices for each meal that are staples that you can eat during the week and then vary it up maybe a little bit at dinner and on the weekends, you will do very well. But a lot of people don't spend the time making the food, planning the food so they can get consistent. So they're just, it's grab and go, grab and go, grab and go, or skip and then overeat later in the day. So get your body into a rhythm. Eat similar things at similar times a day. Your body will thank you for it. It won't happen right away, but over time, if you do this, you will start to see, you can almost start to see and feel your metabolism kick in, because you will get leaner and your hunger will go down and your body will adjust to that. So that's my nutrition tip of the week. So that's it for our Get Fit podcast this week. Look for April. We're going to be doing some interviews with some of my wellness partners from Life Wellness Center, from Restorative Health, some experts in the field of wellness. I'm going to be doing some interviews next month on our wellness partners. And thanks for this first month of the podcast. If you've been tuning in, and definitely comment if you'd like to see certain topics covered down the road. Thanks again.